Top administration officials in Munich at an annual security conference. They're trying to reassure European allies that President Trump won't abandon them. Vice President Mike Pence told the audience Russia must be held accountable for its actions in Ukraine, even as Trump searches for new common ground with Moscow. NPR Soraya Sahardi-Nelson is in Munich. Soraya, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Good morning.
And fill us in on what Vice President Pence said.
Well, he's focused a lot on NATO, and he assured the alliance that America's, quote, unwavering commitment would continue. But he also pointed out that only one of every six member states is actually funding their defense budget as legally required.
The promise to share the burden of our defense has gone unfulfilled for too many, for too long, and it erodes the very foundation of our alliance.
But there was a lot of pushback from the European side on that, including by Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, who suggested it would be a mistake to focus only on the numbers. The NATO Secretary General, meanwhile, rejected that pressure by Trump as why the alliance members were actually putting in more money now. He says that last year, NATO spending increased by $10 billion, or nearly 4%.
Were, near as you can tell, Soraya, European allies reassured by Vice President Pence remarks saying the Trump administration supports NATO wholeheartedly and the appearance by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis?
Well, it's pretty striking that there didn't seem to be that response or warmth that maybe he was looking for. He didn't do a question and answer session, which is really unusual here at the security conference. And there was tepid applause for the vice president, and that spoke volumes when compared to the reaction to Merkel, who spoke immediately before he did. There were also a number of comments from European leaders that seemed to be loosely aimed at the Trump administration. For example, Merkel calling for improved multilateral cooperation as the only way to address the world's woes.
Vice President also told the assembled that the international community needs to hold Russia accountable for its actions in Ukraine. Now, this comes at a time in this country when people are debating sanctions, and did the Trump administration promise that they would lift sanctions? I wonder if the Vice President got specific on what holding accountable means.
He didn't really say anything other than that Russia must abide by the Minsk Agreement, and that's certainly something that everybody's saying. It's aimed at ending fighting in eastern Ukraine. There probably was a lot more said behind closed doors as he met with Chancellor Angela Merkel, as well as he was planning to meet with the leaders of the Baltic states and Ukraine as well today.
And I gather the Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov said it wasn't us meddling in the U.S. election.
Yeah, he didn't directly refer to Pence in his comments, but he did criticize NATO expansion and individual European leaders. He says that what Russia is looking for is a, quote, pragmatic relationship with the U.S., as well as mutual respect and understanding of each country's special responsibility for global stability.
NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson in Munich, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.